You are tuned to 106.1 FM WSCA LP Portsmouth. We are Portsmouth Community Radio. It is now time for Local Folk, and I am your host, Stephen Kerrigan. And if she's up and listening, I did just want to say a quick hello to my little daughter, Saoirse. Saoirse, if you are listening, I am on everybody's radio right now, including yours. Good night and have a wonderful evening and sweet dreams. I want to let you know that the views expressed on this program are those of the individuals who speak them and not necessarily those of Portsmouth Community Radio, its Board of Trustees, members, volunteers, or underwriters.
Good evening, Portsmouth.
Whoa, hold on just a minute. I'm sorry, what did you have to say about that?
I said, good evening, Portsmouth. How's Stevie doing?
I'm a little late on the fly with the buttons tonight, it looks like.
at least you know what buttons to press. Anyway, how's Portsmouth doing tonight? Would you like the weather forecast here?
I would love the weather forecast. I need to know what on earth is going on, because the weather forecast that I read at home is no good. How's this one?
Well, this is a different one. This is in the Mac weather forecast. This is a Scottish weather forecast here. Well, it's actually, this week looks, well, snowy, snowy, snowy. Tonight, 40% chance of snow. It's 33 degrees Fahrenheit right now, but it could be a low of 28. Tuesday's actually looking like the best day. It's just going to be a little bit McCloudy, and it's going to be a high of 44 degrees Fahrenheit. Tuesday night, though, chance of snow 30%. Wednesday, 40% chance. Wednesday night, 40%. Thursday, 30%. Thursday night, 40%. Right through to Friday, 40%. And the temperature all week is basically, you know, tomorrow, 44. Wednesday, 39. Thursday, 36. And Friday, high of 40. So anyway, wrap up warmly, folks.
Yeah.
All right. And that was the McWeather forecast.
Well, that's not bad. 40's not bad, is it?
No, compared to what we've been getting recently, no.
Not compared to what
40's positively balmy.
I know. I think it was 40 the other day, and my wife Elizabeth opened up the windows to let the fresh air, and I was like, it's still 40.
Yeah, I got a flip-flop on and a Bermuda shorts, you know.
I mean, pretty much. I mean, it certainly feels balmy out there when you get up to 40, which really says something. I don't know what that says.
We've had a long spell of cold weather.
I think that is what it says, too. Hey, my guest tonight is he's a singer-songwriter. His name is Ryan Flanagan. He just finished up a project called 365 Songs in a Year. He's going to tell us a little bit about that tonight, probably perform a little bit on the air. But the other thing that I want to do is I want to play a song of his before we actually get going into the program. So, Ryan Flanagan is with us tonight, and this is a song that he wrote from the 365 Songs in a Year, I believe it's called. We'll have to ask him. And this is called Change. We'll be right back on Local Folk.
And if I die tomorrow, will you bury me today? If I die tomorrow, will you bury me among the waves? Because this coastal town is where my heart will lay, and I will not be bound like I have been bound today. And I will find my way out if I can't have my place to stay. I will tie up the anchor and cast away clean, and bury the hatchet that I've pulled from you and me, and I'll throw all my medals deep into the sea and start again. And I'll start again. If I die tomorrow. Please don't cry for me. And if I die tomorrow, just remember the life that I did lead. Because this coastal town is where my heart will lay. And I will not be found like I have been found today. And I will find my way out if I can't have my place Tuesday. So I will tie off the anchor and cast away clean and bury the hatchet that I pulled from you and me. And I'll throw all my medals deep into the sea and start again. Oh, I'll 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 start again.
All right, this is Local Folk. Ryan, I called you a singer-songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
Are you?
Yeah, I'd like to think so.
Okay.
I sing and I songwrite.
You sing and you songwrite. I mean, that's all it takes, isn't it?
I feel like it's pretty, you know, pretty self-explanatory.
Well, that's what I would say, too. But you were saying, you know, I always thought folk, you know, the term folk or folk music or something was, you know, maybe self-explanatory as well, except that you said before you came in that you looked it up.
Yeah.
And what did it say?
It said that folk music is songs that have been around for a long time, and generally they don't have a copyright or some sort of, like, you know, legal, so anyone can, you know, anyone can play them or use them. But I feel like the term has probably evolved over time just because of people like Bob Dylan and, you know, and all that stuff, because that doesn't seem like quite the same, you know, as the original definition.
Well, it doesn't. I mean, Bob Dylan's folk music, is he an influence of yours, would you say?
Yeah, I would say that.
Okay, so I want to talk. So if you were to try to define yourself, is that one of those things? I mean, to me, I listen to it, I'm going to say that it sounds indie.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess if...
But
I guess,
doesn't that mean just independent?
Yeah.
You know, doesn't that just mean whatever you want? Yeah.
I've thought about, you know, what I would call myself if somebody asked me that question, and I really don't know. I, you know, the music that I enjoy and listen to isn't what I sound like to myself.
Yeah.
So I can't really peg myself compared to what I listen to when I'm not playing music. So I guess indie, folk, singer, songwriter.
You could coin your own term.
I could.
Call it Flanagan-tastic.
Yeah, totally.
What would you think of that?
Wow.
Yeah.
You think that would catch on?
It'd be its own genre. Everyone else would be trying to do it, and they're like, I just can't get it Flanagan-tastic enough. It's just not working for me. You're Portsmouth, New Hampshire, so you're from Portsmouth.
Yeah, I was born in Portsmouth.
Okay, and you're living in Dover right now.
Yes.
And what was really fascinating to me was that you did a project, all right, called 365 songs in a year. So, I mean, that implies one song a day.
Yeah.
Is this something that you got from, did you just come up with this? Or, I mean, was it a goal that you had? Or how did this whole thing come about?
I was in a point in my life a little over a year ago where I was, you know, I just gotten out of a relationship, a long-term relationship. And I wasn't happy with my life, and I wasn't right. I had not picked up my guitar in months and months and months. I just wasn't using it. And after the relationship ended and I was, like, looking at myself and evaluating my life, I wanted to play more music. And I figured if I need to force myself to do it, if that's the only way, then I'll do that. And so I set a goal to do a song a day for a year, which in hindsight seems, you know, there are points where I didn't want to do it anymore. And, I mean, if I could go back now, I'd probably do a month or, you know, 2 months.
30 songs in a month.
Yeah, but I set the goal and I couldn't stop, you know, once I started, so.
Once you start, does this happen often where you choose a goal and even if it becomes a lot, you just keep going?
Yeah. I mean, I have a pretty bad habit of procrastinating.
Okay.
Even if I set a goal, but I will at some point finish it if I start something, you know, and I want it bad enough.
So, I mean, where'd the music come from? When did you grow up with music?
Yeah, my whole family is really musical. Like, my mom is in a barbershop, and my grandparents are as well. And I was just always, you know, always around. And my mom played guitar and sang, kind of like what I do, back when she was a kid.
Did she write her own songs?
Yeah.
Does she still?
Not really anymore. But
I should just say that I know your mom because she is she's a well-known person here in Portsmouth.
Yeah, the Seacoast.
She has breastcancerstories.org.
Mm-hmm.
So I found it interesting, actually, that you came on the show at the same time that I was trying to talk about this other person that had cancer and this benefit program that was going on March 7th there in Derry. And but anyways, that's how I met her. She was talking about this calendar that she was making. And anyway, she seemed very driven as well. Do you think you got that from her?
I'd like to think I got my drive from her, but I also got the procrastination from her as well, because she's a pretty bad procrastinator as well. So
is it like one or the other? You think it's like fits and starts for you?
Yeah, yeah, probably. I mean, I'll start something and I'll have the drive to finish it, but I'll procrastinate for a while, and then I'll end up getting it done eventually.
But in this project, did you write a song every day?
I would have days where I'd write maybe two, maybe
okay.
skip a day or not have time to do one.
Well, this is the question that I always had is like, so you say 365, so you don't say one a day for a year.
I did 365 songs in 365 days.
Okay.
I guess it would be more accurate than a song a day.
Yeah.
A lot of them were done every day, but there were a couple that, you know.
Yeah. So, I mean, so tell me about that. Someday, I mean, well, the funny thing is that you said you're putting 10 of these onto a CD.
12, but yeah.
12 of them onto a CD. And that one that we listened to, you brought three songs for us to listen to. That was just that one that we listened to today. Out of 365.
Yeah, it was a hard choice to narrow it down to 12. There are a lot of good ones. But there are also a lot of ones that I would have no problem never listening to again. So.
Are there 100 of them that you wouldn't listen to again?
Yeah, probably about.
200?
I would say about half, maybe, I would not worry about. I mean, you know, I could go back in 6 months and listen to it and love it.
Well, think about it. Some people don't even write that many songs in their whole life.
Yeah.
So, and you wrote them all in 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, enough to get an album out of,
yeah.
right? And the rest need work. So I'm just trying to say, I mean, I'm just wondering, like, first of all, when you say write, is it what constitutes the song being written?
From start to finish. I'd start with nothing.
Okay.
And I would end with a full song recorded on my computer.
A full song recorded on your computer with how many guitar and voice?
Yeah.
That's it.
A lot of them actually have harmonies and lead guitar parts and stuff like that. Depends on how much time I had.
Did you give yourself a time period that it shouldn't really take up more than like 2 hours of your
time?
When
I first started, I said an hour, but sometimes it would go longer if I was like feeling the song or, you know.
Yeah, you start to get into it and whatever. Did you ever say, I'm going away for the weekend, I better write three songs because I don't think I'm going to have the opportunity?
No, I never, I mean, I can't remember any overnight trips that I did in the last year or anything like that, but
like, did you ever write a bunch to save up so that you would have some in queue?
I never preemptively wrote any.
You never?
I would maybe after the fact write a couple.
Oh, I see.
So, yeah.
So you didn't preemptive. You weren't like, this is, it wasn't like a savings account.
No.
It was like doing a little makeup work.
Yeah.
Okay. So you'd be like, oh, it's been like 2 days. I need like three songs because this today's and something like that would happen.
Yeah.
All right, so I can imagine that. How often did that happen? I mean,
probably like once every couple of weeks or something.
Did you ever go like a whole week and then have to write seven songs in a day?
I don't think so.
No?
No. I was pretty good for most of it, I'd like to think.
Do you recommend this project to anybody?
I mean, if you want to spend an hour or more a day on a song. I mean, I write a lot of songs to begin with.
Yeah.
You know, I probably had 60 or 70 songs written before I started the project. I just, you know, when I start to write a song, it just flows and comes out, and I just have to get it out. So.
You already had 60 or 70 songs
yeah.
written? That's a lot of songs.
I have a lot to say.
I guess so. About what?
I don't know.
You got to tell me. What are you writing about?
Love, not love, life. You know, I mean, it...
Why don't we listen to another one? Let's listen to another one of your songs,
okay.
And you can tell me what it's, what this one's all about.
All
just,
right.
I'm going to go straight to track two over here. What is this one? It looks like it's called The Well.
The Well is my ex-girlfriend, actually. We were together for 5 years, and her dad passed away, and I just figured I'd write a song to comfort her a little bit, because we're still, you know, I'd like to think we're still good friends.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so, okay, well, this is called The Well, written and recorded, and this is not going to be part of the album, though, right?
No.
All right. Well, this is Ryan Flanagan with The Well. We will be right back on Local Folk.
That we drove all night to get to Florida, and on the way down we stopped at your father's to say hello. I smiled and shook his hand as best as I can. Looked me up and down to gauge me a man worthy of this little girl. And when it came time for bed, he made us sleep in separate rooms, as fathers do. But after the house was quiet, they snuck into my sheets. And all you want is one more day to say how much you truly care. Just one more day to know, even though you wasn't really there. Just one more day to wish him well. To wish him well. Remember the time he forgot your birthday and thought you were 21 when you were 22. You'd roll your eyes at me and sheepishly say, thanks a lot, Dad. But deep down, I know you loved him, and I know it made you sad. It made you sad. And all you want is one more day to say how much you truly care. Just one more day to know, even though you wasn't.
So, Ryan, that was The Well. That wasn't even part of the 365.
It was written during it, but it wasn't actually part of the project.
Wait a minute. you wrote it during this process, but it wasn't part of the process?
You're, I actually, like, did that a couple times.
So you actually wrote more than 365. This wasn't part of it. This was called separate than 365.
Yeah, I guess.
This was like a side project of songs that you had?
Yeah, I guess I had a couple songs that I wrote.
Unbelievable.
You know. Yeah.
Now, the recording quality sounds good. Where are you doing it?
Just in my room.
What do you have for gear? I wouldn't even ask this, but what are you doing?
I have a couple Audio-Tronic microphones and a Presonus little USB thing, and I just record into GarageBand.
Like the C3 USB or what? I mean, the
I don't know which one it is specifically.
Just a little interface for like, the computer?
No, it's like blue. It's got like two XLR inputs. And,
oh, I know that one, yeah. Right into GarageBand?
Yep.
Couple mics.
I tweak a little bit.
You tweak a little bit? What kind of what are you adding to this? A little reverb?
Yeah, that's about it.
Maybe I don't know.
Maybe a little EQ.
It sounds nice.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Sounds really professional, you know?
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah, I'm going to just come out and say that. Normally, if you, I've always had a hard time recording at home. Sounds like crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, not you.
I went through some... It took me a while to get to that point, you know? I've recorded a lot, so...
Well, considering, you know, I mean, you know, so... Okay, so if you were going to advise somebody, I mean, you know... obviously you had to because you wrote you've recorded 365 times, so I guess you had plenty of tweaking to do.
Well, what I would do with the songs for the 365 days is a lot. I would just set the mic up, you know, 6 inches from me, hit record and play and sing and just like do it and then forget about it. For more professional quality, sometimes I'll record everything independently, but I find that I get better emotion if I just play and sing at the same time than if I record the guitar and then just try to stand there and sing and try to, because I overthink it and I get in my own head and I can't do a good job.
What kind of guitar do you have?
It's a Fender. My stepdad actually gave it to me a long time ago. I don't know what kind it is, but
I don't know. That sounds nice too. Yeah, the whole thing sounds like quality stuff, you know, to me. So, but I guess you're right.
That.
Yeah. No, when you say that though, I mean, when you record that many songs, eventually you're going to figure out how to dial yourself in.
Yeah.
Or not.
Yeah.
But you did.
I mean, I'm sure I still have songs that don't sound great.
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, well, that's the whole thing, you know, like some people, like when they write a song, they'll sit there and rework it and rework it and rework it until it's like a whole new song.
And that's actually the problem I'm having now when I'm re-recording the 12 songs. I'm recording everything independently and I'm trying to get it to sound like great. And I just overthink it and I keep changing things. And I go back the next day and I'm like, this isn't good enough anymore. I have to redo the whole thing. And it's taking forever. And sometimes I feel like if I just sat down and recorded it with me playing and singing, I would have been done weeks ago.
See, but you've recorded more songs that you wish that you never would even play again, more than most people ever even write in their life, and you did it all like in a year.
Yeah.
So that's good, I think.
Well,
admirable.
Yeah, but you know, an article about I'm a big Beatles freak fan, and McCartney says, you know, if him and John Lennon had decided to go back in every time they thought nothing, you know, every song they wrote, they thought, oh, I can make this better, we can make it better. Eventually comes a time you've got to say, that's it.
Yeah, that's what I'm learning.
One good thing about writing so many songs you have, that it's great, you can always go back, even there are songs that you think are throwaways.
Yeah.
You can always go back, maybe pick out a line or a lyric from that and incorporate it.
Yeah, kind of make like a Franken song.
Yeah, but here's the question, you know, if you had a list, do you have a list of all the names of all the songs that you wrote?
Do I?
Yeah.
I mean, they're all on my iTunes.
They're all in your iTunes?
Yeah.
Okay, and you've named... They all have names.
Yeah, they all have names.
Okay. Do you know the words of these songs well enough to go back and be like, that one about such and such?
There were a few that really stuck with me.
Yeah.
But those are probably more the ones that are going to be on the album. I mean, there are... what I end up doing is just playing through. I'm playing like 30 seconds of each one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's that one, you know.
Well, I don't know, man. I think it's a very cool thing. Hey, I'm just going to play a little of something in the background here for a sec. Well, let's listen to this for a sec. This is The Decemberists.
Mm-hmm.
And this you brought in as a band that is influential to you.
Yes.
Okay, let's listen for a sec. They're not really adding that much more than what you're adding, in my opinion.
No, just drums and bass, probably.
Bass, female. You're doing your own harmonies on these. A little more whininess, it sounds like.
I like his voice. It's pretty. I think it's pretty unique.
Yeah.
You know, as far as what's out there, I guess.
Yeah. Well, all right. I take it back. That was kind of a derogatory way of saying that he is a voice.
It is pretty nasally, though.
A little nasally. Yeah, that's what I meant. That's what I meant. Yes, I could listen to these guys. This is, I could probably, you know, if I was going for slow.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't run with it.
They have a really killer live show, though. They do. Pretty high energy.
Well, here's the thing. High energy is a great thing for something like that. You know, I went to, have you ever been, you know, Radiohead?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, somebody brought me to a Radiohead concert one time, and it was the only concert I ever went to where no one was dancing. They all just sat there and felt it the whole time, man. But people dance at the Decemberists.
Oh, yeah.
All right. That's cool. Yeah. So, okay. So, are you recording these, you have a drummer? Do you have all the?
No, it's just me. I don't, and I'm not, none of the songs I'm recording are going to have anything other than guitar.
Oh.
Just because I don't have any of the means to do any of the other stuff.
Okay. So, I mean, this to me falls into the category of folk, you know, music in a way. I mean, there's no drum kit. I mean, not that that constitutes folk.
We could debate what folk is forever, I guess.
Yeah, real purist stuff here. Just a voice and a guitar.
Yeah.
Just pure. And is that something, is there a reason besides the fact that you yourself are not a drummer? Or?
Yeah, that's part of it, and I don't have a drum set or a place to set up a drum set.
Okay, but do you have an aesthetic in mind that just drums aren't included?
Oh, no, I mean, I would love to meet a couple people and maybe make this a bigger thing, you know, a full band.
So here, what are your goals?
For music?
Yes. What are your musical goals? Because I know that you have another goal that's coming up, and I'll ask you about that soon. But what are your musical goals? You finished this year.
Yeah.
When did that year end?
January 12th.
Okay, so you've only had like a month to recover, but you've probably written 30 songs since then.
I've written a couple.
So, okay, so obviously, and what else do you do?
I enjoy video games, although I haven't really been playing much lately.
You enjoy video games, but don't those seem useless compared to this?
Yeah, it's just a way to pass the time. This is how I see it. I mean, I don't do it if I have other things to do.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, right now I don't have any time for them, so I don't play them.
Because you're writing songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's seems more of a, you know, I don't know, use of your time, maybe a better use of your time.
I don't know,
whatever. I don't know. I used to like to play the Call of Duty and, you know, that kind of thing, so. But that's, you know, play video games and write
music
songs.
And
I mean, your fingers must get sore, although at this point, probably, they probably don't get sore anymore.
I don't feel it anywhere.
No.
I don't even have fingertips on my left hand.
No, no fingerprints or anything like that?
Yeah, it's just all calloused.
You should play us a song. Maybe. Yeah, you should play us a song live in the studio right now. You should grab your guitar. Go ahead, grab your guitar, and then you can tell us about what you're playing. You're like a music machine. You know, you're like, sounds like you get going, and that's it.
It's just, it's a way I get everything out of me. You know, if I get something in my head and I can't sleep, then.
You know, it's funny. Yeah. You should, you know, you might consider, if you ever decided that you wanted to take a break from song writing and singing, some of these instrumentalists that I get in on the show, like especially concertina players and Irish tune players, they are totally, totally rampantly, you know, learning and absorbing this stuff as well. They get going on it and they can't stop. They just boom, boom, boom. Mm-hmm. Sounds like you, as you said before, once you get going, that's it.
Yeah.
So if you need to take a break, pick up a concertina. What are you going to play for us?
This one is called Metathesiophobia.
Whoa.
And if you're curious, it's the fear of change. So this was day 104, I believe.
I hate quarters myself.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
Yeah, I'm not fond of dimes myself, so all right. When I'm dead, will you remember me for the things I said? Things I held close to me to not let go, in the books I read, and the reasons why I never left this town behind. And when I'm gone, will you be strong enough to carry on and keep me in your heart? As long as you remember, and the things I share with the people
people that I cared for. And every day I remain, but my thoughts, they change. Outs and ins on the wind, will I look the same? In 30 years, will I fear what I fear today? And when I place the tip of this pen to the empty page, will my thoughts remain, or will I start to ramble? And the games we played, the things we saved all along, and every day I remain, but my thoughts, they change. Outs and ins on the wind, will I look the same? In 30 years, will I fear what I fear today? What I fear today? What I'm near today?
You are listening to Local Folk. I'm your host, Steve Carrigan, and I'm here with Ryan Flanagan, and he just performed in the studio, and by God, I'll tell you what, one of the really nice things about recording and playing the way that you do is that you can honestly walk into a place after having sent them a CD and sound basically identical to what you sent them. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. That's actually a good thing. You know, most people, they go in and they change it all around, and then they get a CD, and then they come in and they're, you know, not you, man. That might as well have been, right, that might as well have been a recorded piece. You have a young sound, you know, nice young sounding voice, which I think is marketable. So you should go far.
It's funny, most people, when they hear me talk and then they hear me play, they're like, that's not you. Apparently, I don't sound when I sing like when I
talk. I don't know. Well, I could well, you know. That's most people. Hey, I need to let everybody know about the community calendar. Strawberry Bank in Museum in Portsmouth. Strawberry Bank Museum in Portsmouth is hosting the final winter lunch and learn series, and the community is invited. The program is open to the public, held from noon to 1 p.m. in the Museum Visitor Center at 14 Hancock Street. Guests are invited to bring a lunch. Coffee, tea, and soft drinks will be provided. Reservations are not required, and museum parking is available. More information is available at 603-433-1100. All right, Thursday, March 21st, is going to be Granite State College instructor Doug Wheeler. He's going to present Spies in Time, a Liberal Arts Approach to How Secret Information Influences the Course of Battles and War. Well, let me just reiterate that is going to be on Thursday, March 21st. And one other thing happening in the community or close by, I wanted to just one more time let people know that the Irish band Dervish plays the Stockbridge Theater at Pinkerton Academy in a benefit concert March 7th at 7:30 p.m., and it will support 29-year-old Derry native Melissa Carroll, who is battling Ewing sarcoma, is being treated at Mass General Hospital. Right, Dervish is an internationally acclaimed band, and they're one of the best Irish bands I've ever heard. All right, and it's part of the band's U.S. tour. So you can check out heptunesconcerts.com, and I think it's a worthwhile cause. Hey, heck, while you're at it, check out Ryan's mom's website, breastcancerstories.org. Mm-hmm. She is in the community of Portsmouth.
Yep.
Really helping people to not feel alone through the stories that people share.
It's really awesome.
Yeah.
They have a 5K every year, too, in September.
You told me that you used to be chubby.
Yes.
Right? Actually, you said close to 300 pounds.
Yes, I was very heavy.
That's actually pretty heavy, yeah. And that you worked it all off, right? Diet and exercise?
Yeah, I bought a bike, and I used that to start, although the bike ended up sitting in my parents' garage for a while. But I got a gym membership for Christmas one year, and I just started going to the gym almost every day and cut back on all my you know, portion sizes.
Yeah.
And cut soda out completely.
Soda's like...
Yeah, soda's terrible.
It's terrible.
It's like... That was the first thing I did, and I lost like 5 pounds in a week.
Seriously, yeah.
I was like, I should probably keep doing this.
Probably 5 pounds of swollenness from the high fructose corn syrup or whatever.
Yeah. I had an article that was saying an average can of cola has got amount of 12 spoonfuls of sugar.
12 spoonfuls of sugar in a can of soda.
Can of soda.
Yeah.
Coke.
I mean, I, you know, only put 6 or 7 in my coffee.
Yeah, well, I did.
Can you imagine putting 6 sugars in your coffee?
Yeah, I do. I do
it's
that.
Nuts.
I don't stir it because I don't like it sweet.
Yeah, really? Yeah, I don't know, man. It's, I'll tell you what. All right. So, yeah, but this is something, right? This could be evidence to, I mean, what do you weigh now? You look like you weigh 180?
180, 185 maybe.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. Right? You know, this says something about you, I think, you know, that you, when you do set a goal, you go for it, you know.
I made a pretty big life change a couple years ago.
And you're okay with that? You just sang a song about change.
Yeah, or the fear of change.
The
but...
fear of it, and it sounds like you've had to face that fear.
Yeah.
But hey, man, you just plowed right through it.
Yeah. Here I am.
You know, I was talking to somebody the other day about how, because I've been out running, right? Mm-hmm. So, and, you know, at mile 6 or something the other day, I was like, why am I doing this? You know, and then I realized that the reason I was doing it is you have to go that far in order to get to that point where you're asking yourself why you do it.
I still ask myself that when I go on long bike rides and stuff. I'm like, why am I doing that? Although biking I find a little more enjoyable than running, but I ran for a while and... Halfway through runs, I'd be like, I don't know why I'm out here right now.
Well, the question is you said you ran in 1 5K. Was that your mom's?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And that's, when is that coming up? Not, you know.
It's in September. They do it every year. Okay. I'm not sure the exact date, but. Yeah.
I met her years ago. But anyways, this is not about her.
No,
this is about me. Wendy. I need to, but you know, this is about you and your music, but it's really just about you in general because you're going to go hop on a bicycle.
Yes.
And ride across country. You're like, yeah, you know, and sometimes I wonder why I bike so much. So I guess I'll just do it across the country.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I figured, I mean, I never pushed myself to do anything that I was afraid of. It's terrifying to bike across country.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds exciting, but it's also terrifying. And I mean, I climbed Mount Washington over the summer. And I had never climbed, you know, I climbed 6 mountains over this last summer. And I've never climbed a mountain before that. I wondered why I waited so long to do stuff like that, you know.
They say go big or go home. Yeah, right. I guess that should be your motto, huh? Right?
Yeah.
My dad used to say, if I don't go skybox, I don't go.
Yeah.
So now you're going to go hop on your bike. You bringing your guitar?
No, it's way too much weight.
So what are you going to do?
Not play music for 2 months? I know, it sounds weird.
You could try and get one of these little, your little ukulele things.
I do have a couple of ukuleles.
Oh, you can strap that on your bag. Yeah. It's a lot smaller and lighter.
I had a friend who had the idea, at least, of walking cross country.
So that seems way more intense to me because that's like a year.
It probably was. Well, I think he walked across the street. And I'll tell you, you know, but you really have to plan it. I mean, are you planning ahead? Because I think part of his downfall might have been that.
No planning. I've begun to plan. Like, it's really the money is the biggest thing. I mean, once I have the money, I can get all the gear.
So what are you going to do? You're just going to set up a thing so people can donate to you?
I've been actually saving a lot of money at work, and I've actually, once this album's done, it's going to be on Bandcamp where people can go and purchase it digitally.
Okay, let's talk about that then. I don't know Bandcamp myself.
It's just like, it's a website that bands can put up albums or individual songs so people can pay and download them.
Like CD Baby?
Yeah.
Except that, do you have to have it as a published thing or whatever? Okay,
it's all independent.
So you could have over 365 songs on there right now.
Yeah, I don't know if they're all worth a dollar, but you know.
Well, I don't know. Is that for you to decide?
I
wonder.
I guess not.
You know, I don't know. You know, I always think songs should at least be worth a dollar.
Yeah,
I mean, something like that. I don't know. It all depends.
iTunes.
Dollar to turn them on, dollar to turn them off.
Well, it's going
to
be a 12-song CD, and I'm probably going to put it at $5. But the cool thing about Bandcamp is people can pay more if they want to.
Oh, that's not bad. So. See, what I would do is give away the music for if it was my album, I'd give away the music for free, and then they'd have to pay me to give it back.
Yeah.
that's the way I'd work it out. It's a no-fail situation, I think. I think that's where we're going to be at. So what are you going to do musically then? You're going to put this on Bandcamp.
Mm-hmm. It's actually under Building Brooklyn. It's not going to be under Ryan Flanagan.
Okay, it's not going to be Ryan Flanagan. It's Building Brooklyn.
Yes.
What's that all about?
I love my name. I love Ryan Flanagan, but it didn't quite sound like a musician's, you know, like people have their own name as their project or whatever, and that's not really something I've ever been interested in. So I was trying to come up with something to call myself.
Okay.
And I came up with the idea of looking at people like my friends and family's birthdays and seeing what happened in history on their birthday.
Okay.
And one of my best friends, her birthday is January 3rd, and they've begun construction on the Brooklyn Bridge. Not on her actual birthday, but like back in, you know.
Okay.
So just it worked.
So that worked?
Yeah.
But you didn't call it Building Bridge?
No.
No. People have said that a million times. We're building bridges here. Yeah. Okay. You're not. You're building Brooklyn. Actually, Brooklyn's the hot place to be anyways. Even the hipsters are moving out.
I hope people
out.
Don't mind
it's,
that I'm
it's
from
so hip
New
that
Hampshire.
The hipsters are moving out. They don't mind? Why would they mind?
They'll be like, building Brooklyn, you must be from New York.
You must be from New York? No, not no. really, huh?
Sorry.
Look at you making assumptions. You wish I was from New York.
Yeah. The name kind of flows, you know.
It sounds good to me.
Sounds good.
Building Brooklyn, but there's no buildingbrooklyn.com or whatever. It's
no, there's not.
Okay, but...
I haven't gotten that far yet.
Okay, but it's going to be on Bandcamp.
Yeah. And I also have a SoundCloud, which...
Which is what?
It's just a place that you can put your music so people can stream it.
Yep, but you don't have to buy it.
No.
Okay, so if people
want... And that's
wanna...
where most of the 365 songs are. I put almost all of them up
no
on that website.
Really?
Yeah. Not all of them, but most of them.
No kidding.
Because I ran out of space to put them. So.
Oh, because you ran out of space. Yeah. Okay. But so, all right. So what are you going to do? Do you play out? You said, I asked you and you said that you'd been playing out some open mics.
I used
and things,
to do a lot
or
of
you
open mics.
Used to, but
yeah,
now
not
this has
recently.
Been sort of a personal project.
Yeah. Yeah.
So tell me about that. How do you feel about that?
Like my music's always been for me, I guess, you know, and it's weird to me to have people pay for it, but if they want to, you know, I mean, a lot of people have told me that they would definitely pay for it.
Yeah.
So if I can't make, you know, this would be a great way to make some money for my bike ride, you know, if I can get this CD done.
Okay. But if it wasn't about the money, would you not even share this with people?
Oh no, I would probably share it for free.
You'd just be like, this is just me. This is just what I do.
Yeah.
I write songs the way I eat breakfast cereal.
These are my
just,
journal entries,
happens.
You know, these are my, this is my life in a song.
And this
if,
is your life.
You know, if people can relate to that, that's great.
Do you keep a journal that
no.
you? Okay,
no.
So it has to be. So your way of writing a journal is by picking up your guitar instead of a pen or whatever it is, and doing a song. Dear diary, boom. Here's my song for the day.
Pretty much.
Something like that. And so you're not. So you used to do open mics, but you're not even planning on doing it now.
Well, it's not that I don't like. I mean, I enjoy doing them. I just haven't had the. I've been really busy lately. And
writing songs?
Yeah, writing songs.
Unbelievable.
And planning a bike trip and working. So.
But you are planning a bike trip. Do you find a bunch of people on Facebook that you can stay with at night?
No, I'm That's probably just going to camp, actually, is what I'm...
But are you going to do like a combo, or you're just going to camp?
I'm probably just going to camp.
But where the heck do you camp? On the side of the road?
Yeah, you just got to hope the cops don't roll by, I guess. It can be, you know, I guess they just tell you to leave, but...
Oh. Yeah, but if it's
2
in the morning,
it's not
legal
to camp off
the
side
of
a highway.
Well, you can't ride your bike on a highway either.
Yeah. Well,
well, we'll see.
Except
about
to walk into a cornfield somewhere.
That's what it could be. You could wind up in the middle of a cornfield.
Not have no idea where I am. Yeah.
And then you could wake up and you won't know which way to go.
Well, I was thinking of you can buy these like little GPS trackers that people can you can have on you and people can go on the website and follow you. They see me like circling a cornfield for a couple hours, maybe they should just call someone and
I suggest a ukulele. No, not a ukulele, a kazoo.
A kazoo?
Well, I don't know. Do you know how? If you don't know how to play the harmonica, that's not going to be helpful.
Yeah, I'm not very good at the harmonica.
Yeah, but a kazoo, you go, you know, and you can make up melodies or whatever, and get a little one of those little recorders or something. That wouldn't take up too much space.
Yeah,
or
something musical, just
something musical.
Yeah,
get one's bow, wow, bow, wow, bow, but you have a tough time with melody on those.
If you're biking across the U.S., probably be better using like B roads.
Yeah. I'm not highways.
You wouldn't be allowed on anyway.
Yeah.
You know, but it'll have to be B roads, like through countryside and stuff.
Yeah, I'm leaving San Francisco, and I'm gonna fly out to San Francisco and bike back here.
Whatever your route's going to take you, you know, contact local. If there's a local folk scene, local music group, and say to them, you know, you're coming through, kind of get in play.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that as well.
Play at different places along the way.
Get your music
You're actually
going.
Not the first person that suggested that.
Yeah, I'd put up a Facebook page.
Even earn
it.
A couple of bucks then, you know.
Yeah.
Get some money for a gig and stuff, so.
Actually, do you have a Facebook account?
I have like a personal Facebook.
A personal one? Yeah, but you could easily just set up a page that says My Trip Cross Country, yeah. Whatever. People could, and you could have a link to your sound, you could have a link to your Bandcamp thing, mm-hmm. And you could also probably set something up just to do whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, if you want to, I don't know. Hey, let's listen to another song of yours so that people can get an idea of what... I mean, I know that these are not part of the 365 mm-hmm. of this album, but I've got Ryan Flanagan here, and we're going to play a song called The Landing. What's mm-hmm. that all about?
The Landing was a song I wrote when I lived in Florida for a couple years when I was going to school down there. And it was a song... I got a new like recording setup, and it was kind of a test song. And it's... I don't really know exactly... I mean, it's a song about missing home, I guess, being away from people you love.
Okay. So. Very good. See, yeah, and you're doing it a little bit different. You're flying out there.
Yeah, coming back.
And coming back. So you're going.
So once I'm home, I'm home.
There you go. Yeah. Awesome. Ryan Flanagan here on Local Folk, The Landing.
But when we sat, said we made it clear that we were never coming back. Almost a year and now my ship's under attack. Too many bottles slipped from my hand. And I am too drunk to drive home. Just leave me here. Take me down to the landing. Throw me in.
Welcome back to Local Folk. I'm your host, Steve Kerrigan, and I'm with Ryan Flanagan, the decider. This guy decides to do things, and then he does them. He decides to do big things, and he just goes and does them. He's You know, he does big things in small ways. He rides across the he's about to ride across the country at some point, just for him. You know, he writes 365 songs and other songs on the sides that he doesn't even count as the 365, and they're all just the simple, nice tunes. Yeah.
I was thinking that'd be a good goal to set for yourself coming on the bike ride, 365 miles a day.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if that's humanly possible.
You know
or a mile a day and 360, you'd be one-tenth of the way, yeah. Right? How many miles a day do you have to ride?
I'm going to be gone for 2 months.
Yeah.
And I've got to probably hit about 100 miles a day.
100 miles. That's what I thought. It's about 2,000 miles. So, but when you're in the mountains, it'll be less.
Oh, yeah. And then, you know, probably once I get closer to home, it'll be more.
Yeah.
But
and then across the plains, maybe you can just cruise
on
down.
It's pretty flat.
Through there.
Should be relatively simple. Yeah, the Colorado Rockies are something I'm worried about the most because that's pretty treacherous.
Remember, though, when you swing, remember when you're right at the end, you swing into Portsmouth.
Yeah.
Remember, what's your speed limit and what's your one-way streets when you're heading home?
Yeah, you're not kidding, even on the bike. Are you going to have this big, all kinds of stuff on your bike?
I'm going to get like a back rack, and, you know, fill it up with stuff. Although, you know, the more I think about it, the less I think I'm actually going to need. I don't want to overdo it and then end up with all the stuff that I don't need on this trip.
Yeah, and then you're lugging.
And there's a Walmart everywhere. I mean, if I forget something,
that's true.
Stroll into a Walmart, grab it.
Tent peg, whatever.
Yeah.
Cooler.
So.
20-gallon cooler. I don't know.
Even if it's a cheap brand that lasts me like 100 miles or whatever.
Hey, whatever works. Okay, so then when you get back, you'll pick up your music again, or you're hoping that the music, well, let's just hope that the music, and then you're also just, you're tossing dough around making pizzas, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
And that's what you're doing to save the money.
Yeah.
But people should pay you for this music so that you can go. Maybe they'll do a little bit of both, right?
Yeah.
All right. How
I hope they enjoy it. Buy it if you enjoy it.
Well, but they can't even buy it. Can they buy anything right now if they wanted to?
No, not right now.
Okay. So you guys are going to have to remember. They're just going to have to remember, yeah. I guess, huh? That it's going to be on Bandcamp, and it's by Brooklyn. It's Building Brooklyn.
Building Brooklyn, yeah.
Building Brooklyn. So you cannot look it up by Ryan Flanagan. You know, you'll be able to find it on StephenCarrigan.com under the local folk tab. You'll be able to re-listen to this interview. Also on Facebook, I will post information for you on it. And I highly recommend that you make some kind of Facebook page about that.
Yeah, I'll probably
whatever.
Do that.
Because you're going to get some, you know, we want people to listen. I would like people to listen to this because, quite frankly, it's relaxing. It's nice. And
yeah,
it's well done. And to think about, you know, what it took or what it's a part of is also you know, great as well. You know, so thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah.
You know, I have one more song that I'm gonna play, unless there's more that you would like to. Is there any other resource that people need to know about you?
No, I think we covered most of it. If you want, I mean, I work at La Festa in Dover. If you want to come talk to me personally about anything else that you'd like to know,
you get extra large drink.
Yeah.
12 sugars. I don't know.
Not in the big gulp.
Just don't stir it.
Just don't stir. Is the pizza good there?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
All right. So good pizza and song. You ever write songs on the fly?
What, you mean like just.
If somebody wanted you to improv a song, I have a feeling that you could probably improv a song pretty quick.
I probably
quick.
Could, yeah. It wouldn't be overly complicated, but...
Well, no. You know. I know people that wrote one-chord songs. You ever do that?
No.
No. What's your minimum? Two?
Two.
Two's pretty...
You gotta have some sort of variance, you know?
What do you think the average is, though, just out of curiosity?
I usually do a four-chord verse... And a four-chord chorus, generally.
That's pretty good.
I don't really do bridges very often, I've noticed.
Yeah, who needs
in hindsight.
A bridge?
Yeah.
That's okay. Yeah, that's for the people that live in Nashville. Not for us Portsmouth people. We do bridges here.
Yeah.
Right across the Piscataqua over into Kittery. We're working on it, so you don't have to. Ryan, thanks a million for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're going to leave you today. Up next is Under the Radar. And 8:20 to, and I'm not sure what the theme is tonight, but the last song that we are going to play of yours is called 8:20 to Delaware. Tell me about that.
Well, most of my songs that I write are about my life, and sometimes I get tired of doing that, so I try to write songs that have nothing to do with me. And this song is a story that I came up with about a man and a woman whose relationship is ending, And that is what that's about. And it has nothing to do with my life. It's just a story I wrote.
So that's perfect. Nothing to do with Ryan. Local folk is ending. This is about something ending. Well, we will see you as all good things must end, but we will see you next week on Local Folk. See you then.
He parts his lips, no words to part, so he swallows them down, continues to watch, standing in the doorway, but off to one side, hands in his pockets, shame in his eyes. Working late at the office for the third time this week, crunching the numbers, no time to eat. His hand is shaking, I can't stand the thought. His heart is breaking and he can't even see. Sound of his footsteps, the tick of his golden pocket watch, his black leather shoes soaked to the sole. They mean next to nothing now that he's all alone. Sky, she was my life. What have I done? All that I know, I can't let her go. What have I done? This can't be the end. Well, she packs her bags. The door.